This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Tennessee. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Jackie Brown. She's with Above All Cleaning Services. Thank you for joining us today, being our special guest on the podcast today, Jackie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. So, you know, we met today to talk a little bit about you and your business and just get to know a little bit more about you and what you offer to the our listeners out there. Tell me, before we get started about your business, tell me a little bit about yourself and your family.
I'm from Nicaragua, and I came to play volleyball at Lee University when I was 17. And now I'm a citizen. I have a family, a husband, two kids, and my mom now is a resident and she lives with me now. So that's, I was at Lee whenever I came, and now I am helping them with volleyball. That's what I came here for. They recruited me from Nicaragua to come and play Lee University.
Wow. That's great. And you're now helping to coach, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not an assistant coach or anything, but I just, whenever they do their practices, I help them out sometimes.
Well, that's nice. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome story. Glad you got your mom with you too.
Yes, I'm very Wonderful. Happy.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine being apart from my mother very long at a time. So yeah, I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
Let's dive into talking about Above All Cleaning Services. So just tell me what it's about. What do you do?
We're a residential and commercial cleaning business. We do all kinds of cleaning, but we specialize in residential and commercial. And we do deep cleans, just regular cleans. We do after construction clean, or whenever we're selling a lot of houses around here. So we do the before you move in cleaning, and whenever somebody's trying to sell their home, we set it up and we clean it for them, for the people that want to check them out.
Okay. Well, yeah. You told us a little bit about your journey of how you came to the United States. Tell us about your journey, about how you came to being in your business.
So at first it was supposed to be set up for my mom, because she was becoming a resident. So okay. she and my aunt worked together in their cleaning business in Key West. For whenever my mom would come on vacation, she would come for 3 months, and my mom helped my aunt with her cleaning business. So that's how it started. I was like, I'm getting my mom to become a resident, so whenever she moves here, she will have something already set up, because she wouldn't know how to start a business. So that I was like setting it up for her. It was in COVID time. So, and that's how it started. But whenever she moved here, she was like, I don't think I want to do that. It's a lot of responsibility. And I fell in love with it. So I was like, okay, you know, I will just take care of it and run with it now.
Okay.
So that's how it started.
Well, congratulations. I love to hear success stories. That's wonderful. Can you tell us about, you know, sometimes when there are businesses out there, and especially if a company or an individual, a family, has never paid someone to clean for them, sometimes there's things that you don't know. We call them misconceptions about what you might offer or what you might do or not do. Can you kind of help us with that? Tell our listeners about some things maybe that they might not know about, you know, what actually you do and what you offer.
So whenever I try to do free estimates, and that means it's mostly for me to meet the clients personally and for them to show me exactly what they're needing, so that whenever we come, we know exactly what we're working with and what we're working for. I personalize it. I don't know how other businesses do it, but I try to make sure that the clients know me, know who I am, know my face, and know what's going to happen whenever they let us in.
Okay.
And we talk, we have conversation, and we make sure that we our quotes are specifically for that, so that the clients tell us what they're needing, and we work the prices for their needs, because not every cleaning is the same. And a misconception will be my technician, I have a group of people that work with me, and we have a crew. So a background check, everybody will ask, most people will ask about background checks, but now I go farther beyond that, because a background check doesn't tell me who these technicians are as people. So I know these people, I know their families, and I know what they do every day, because I'm very involved with them personally.
Okay.
I love having personality with them and knowing, getting to know them. I invite them to my house and we have lunch, coffee, it doesn't matter. Or I go to their house and I want to have a connection with my technician so that I know who they are as people, because background checks don't tell me much about them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's important, because, you know, when
you're
inviting somebody into your personal space, whether it be work or home, and you're not there, it's always a concern.
Yes, it is very.
And you hear so many horror stories.
Yes. And I tell my clients, if you have cameras inside the home, wonderful. We love them. We love cameras. We love cameras. We love them.
It keeps us honest. Yeah.
Yes, it does keep us all honest. And cleaners, we usually have a specific set of supplies. And most of our clients have allowed us to use our supplies, but some will say, I need this specific cleaner for this specific area and unfortunately what's provided to the public is from Home Depot, Walmart, or Target or something. And those things, if you have not done your research, are not really good for your house or for your counters or your floors. So right. I have sometimes whenever I do this estimate, it's for me to talk about our products or for them to tell me about the products that they want us to use for their floors. But I have done a lot of research on the products we use, and I make sure that everything is safe, not only for their furniture or their floors, but also for their kids or pets, because I've had kids feel so comfortable with us that they want us to hold them, or they try to grab our dusters or grab our stuff and just play with them. And we may not be looking because it's on the floor, or their pets. I had dogs take our stuff and just play with them and take them outside, put them in a hole. So we make sure that all our supplies are really good and safe for their pets. So, right. I just love speaking to my clients and just making sure that they know their products. If they're wanting us to use their products, that they know exactly what they have in their home, and if it's safe for them to keep using it or for us to use it for them, or for us to just use our products.
Okay. So yes. My mother has, not really an allergy, but she has a breathing condition that she can't be around strong chemicals. So when she cleans, she uses like vinegar and alcohol and things like that, because that don't affect her. Do you accommodate people with those type of problems?
Absolutely. I always ask them, what is your preference? I had a client who said, I love the smell of bleach. We want bleach everywhere. It gives us a headache. But I said, we will pour bleach wherever you want us to put bleach on, and just know it's really bad for you, but we will do whatever is needed for you to be satisfied, because it is the client's preference to use it. Or vinegar. Vinegar is safe in many areas, but it's really not in many others. But if your counters are not marble and they're not quartz, so you can use vinegar, that's safe, that's fine. But it's not safe. But like I said, I try to educate my clients with the products that they're using, and maybe go another route. This might be better, or let's do a research on this other stuff. And I send out information of some other alternatives for what their needs are.
Okay. Sounds like you're a the type of person that people would love to work with.
Oh, thank you.
So stepping outside of the business for a moment, you talked about you now have a family and you're still helping some at the college with doing some coaching on volleyball and helping out there. Outside of that, what do y'all do for fun?
With my family, we try to travel. Either we go back home, or I love visiting because I used to play pro volleyball with Nicaragua. I have friends in Costa Rica, El Salvador, Panama. So I love to travel. But when I cannot travel, we do a lot of local things. We love being local. We go to the river. We love the river in the summertime. In the wintertime, we try to stay in and we don't do much outside from the warmest place. It's so hot in Nicaragua. It's so hot. So we try to stay in. We hate the winter. But in the summer, we take advantage of every weekend. And with the girls, we go to have coffee. We love eating at different places. They're Latins. Most of my girls are Latins. Yes. I used to, whenever I just moved here, it's so funny because I never got to meet a Latin person or I wasn't involved in the Latin community for the longest of time. That's how my English got good. And now for the past 7 years, I have so many Latin friends in the community. I'm so involved in the community. It's crazy. So most of the people that always are looking for jobs and cleaning jobs are always Latin. So yeah. My girls love to get to know new restaurants, and I always take them to the American restaurant because they usually just want to go Mexican. So I always take them to the more American places, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this is so good. I'm like, it's not that bad. American food is not that bad.
I love it. I love that story. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm just kind of the opposite of you. I love the Latin culture. I visited, in countries, and I just love the Latin culture, and I love your food. So I think the Mexican, the Latino food is just wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
I'm going to get a little bit more personal. Can you describe any hardship or life challenges that you've went through that you rose above and now can say, because of that, you're stronger or better for it?
Yes. So I thought coming to the U.S. was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life by myself. I was 17, fresh out of high school back home. No, I was actually in college for a year back home. I left high school when I was 16. So I thought that was the hardest thing, being here by myself in another country with another culture, language, everything, in a new college that everybody speaks English at. But whenever COVID came, I was going through my citizenship process where I got my citizenship and now I needed my passport. So my passport was in progress, so I couldn't leave the country. And my grandma and my mom got COVID at the same time in Nicaragua. So in Nicaragua, they didn't have tanks, oxygen tanks. They didn't have masks. They didn't have anything. So we had to turn my mom's house into a mini hospital. And I had to get there. And I was in my uniform going to work. And my brother called me, like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he was saying that they were really, really bad. And then he didn't think they were going to make it. So I was going to my first house. And instead of driving to the first house, I drove to Atlanta and begged for me to get my passport. But it doesn't work that way. Back home, it does. In Nicaragua, it would have worked, maybe. But I don't know how, I can't remember exactly. That was the toughest time because I made it home. All the borders were closed. So I had to fly to Dallas and then to Washington, and then from Washington to Costa Rica and cancel that flight because, no, to Nicaragua and cancel that flight because the border was closed. So I had to walk across borders from Costa Rica to Nicaragua. I had to walk across and
Wow.
letting everybody else take control of what I needed to get done has helped me now delegate, be able to delegate to my girls what needs done for my business.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't able to delegate, I was in control all the time and I was doing all the jobs. I was at every house, all the jobs I was doing it, but I couldn't grow that way. So I got people to help me because I learned that I needed others to help me to get home and get through borders to take care of my family and allow the doctors that we hired and nurses to help me sleep because it was a 24-hour job taking care of my mom and my grandma.
Wow.
So helping that helped me to learn that I couldn't do it all. Even though I wanted, but I couldn't do it all. So I had depression. It was really rough whenever I had to go come back home. But knowing that
Oh,
I
no.
had a team around me to help me with my business now, and knowing that I need other people's help has that's how that helped me now.
Wow, what a story
Delegating.
of perseverance. What a story of perseverance. That's amazing. Can I ask just to how long or how far did you have to walk? You said you to cross the border.
So the border, Costa Rican border in Nicaragua, it's not far. It's
Okay.
maybe a kilometer or two.
Okay.
But I didn't bring much. I packed so fast that I just threw things in there, and so I just had a backpack with me. So it wasn't that hard to cross it, but it was more of knowing the right people to get across. So my best friend, my best one of my good friends from Costa Rica was on one border, helping me cross, and my best friend from home was in the other side waiting for me,
Okay.
because you couldn't travel public transportation. So I had help getting
That's
to
good.
each border and crossing it. And immigration wasn't so hard. They were just checking your paper, and because I
Yeah.
was a US citizen, it made it a lot easier.
Well, the good news is your mother survived. Your
Yes,
mother survived.
my mother survived. My grandma didn't.
I'm so sorry.
Yes,
So sorry.
it was really hard, but my mom, it's immediately after it just all worked out. Immediately after she got sick and I came home, 2 months afterwards, she had to stay by herself in that same house. So that was really tough for her and for us. So, but immediately 2 months after is when she got her residency, and a week after she was here. So
Oh, wow.
yes.
That's an
Yes.
amazing story. And no doubt that, I mean, I think sometimes I have problems, but wow, that definitely was a life challenge, no doubt. Getting back
Yes.
to the business now, above all cleaning services, I love the passion when you talk about what you do and helping others and accepting help from others. It's a life lesson we all need to learn more about. But if you could shout from the rooftop one thing you wished our listeners could know about your business, what would that be?
That we're a safe place to have in your home. Like we want to make sure that clients know that they're safe whenever they bring us in. And the one thing I always tell customers is like, if you feel comfortable, if I make you feel comfortable, if I make you feel safe letting me inside of your home, we would love to have you. But if you don't feel safe, if you have questions, there's always a way for to reach out to me, or if don't let us in, because it is so important to have people inside of your home that make you feel comfortable. If we don't make you feel comfortable for any reason, please don't contact us, or please fire us, or please know that it is that is the most important thing for me, because and I have left homes because they don't feel comfortable with a staff, because yeah. Cleveland is so little, we know everybody, so
yeah,
if one of my technicians don't make you feel comfortable, I would rather you hire another company that makes you feel safe and comfortable, and you know that you feel great having us in your home instead of the opposite. We're loyal. Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Yes.
We're loyal.
Yeah, we're saying that we're loyal. We try to make sure that you feel comfortable in any ways, whether it is having us in your home, whether it is contacting us. Communication is so important to me. Any type of communication is so important to me. Even if it's just to vent or to let us know that anything, that you're having a baby, so that we make things even better for you or easier, helping organize, anything. It's very important to me, communication is.
Absolutely. Well, our listeners obviously are only hearing you and not seeing you, but if they could see you, I can see, for all your listeners out there, I can see the heartfelt sympathy in her eyes when she speaks. I mean, it's just very,
thank you.
Very heartfelt. But so how can our listeners contact you if they'd like to get a quote or like to learn more about your services? What are the different ways you have of them contacting you?
Facebook is a good way, but the fastest way is my number. My number is that it goes directly to me. I always answer the phone. And if for some reason I cannot, they usually leave me a voicemail and I contact you immediately back. You can call me at any time. I think there is hours. If you Google us on Google, it will give us the phone number. Exact. That phone number goes directly to me. And I am always willing to meet you at any schedule time that it works best for you. That's when the delegation helps for me. And I just meet everybody in person before we give any quotes, because I tell everybody quotes are based on what you need, what you actually need. There's quotes already set up, but if a home doesn't need that much help, there is no reason for a set price. I try to accommodate everybody to what they're actually need done, not just for the entire house if we're just doing two bathrooms and a bedroom. So you can contact me just for phone call.
Just in case somebody does not have a Facebook account, would you like to give your phone number?
Yes. So my phone number is 740 area code 860-1364.
Okay. All right. And your Facebook account, is it listed under Above All Cleaning Services?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it has been my pleasure to meet with you, and hear your stories, and we laugh together, and I might not have broke down and sobbed, but I've shed a tear with you, and it's just been wonderful. My pleasure to meet you today. I hope you've enjoyed yourself here.
Yes, it's been an honor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, again, my pleasure. And to all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Jackie and learning more about her company, Above All Cleaning Services, we hope you'll take a minute to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products or services that they provide. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to GNPCleveland.com. That's GNPCleveland.com or call 423-380-1985.